Anyway, you must be delighted with the way your team performed today.
Yeah, it was a good performance. I'd say Davey would be happy enough coming away as well. They played a lot of the game with 14 men. You know, a lot of the second half with 14 men. And, you know, the Wexford playing an exciting brand of hurling, you know, off the shoulder, lads attacking everywhere, brings a lot of defensive focus for our lads to be tracking runners. And I thought we handled it well after the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's nice to be playing the likes of Kilkenny and Dublin. It's only going to bring your team on, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. They're the games that we want against, you know, Wexford and them. And, you know, Wexford coming up here, they need that preparation coming into championship as well. That's good, sharp preparation for championship that you mightn't have got other years. So, you know, it's working well for teams. Wexford's eye will be on leash now in a couple of weeks' time. You know, that focus shift after the interest in topping the table finished in Kilkenny last week. So, no different to us. We have one eye in the championship as well against Dublin.
Yeah, and you'll want to, you know, you've Leash next week now at home. You're probably safe in the division now, 3 points. So, but you'll want to make sure next week, won't you?
Yeah, no, come here. Lads want to put their hands up next week. Leash will have taken care of Antrim on lots of occasions there in the last few years. You know, you'll go back a while to remember an Antrim victory against Leash. Fine team. Cheddar's doing a good job. They're probably at the stage, you know, new management, trying new things. But they'll be a big challenge coming here next week.
I was really impressed with your two midfielders, and they contributed on the scoring board as well, Keelan and
James.
Yeah, he's not built like his father, incidentally, but he's certainly able to hurl.
Oh Jesus, yeah, the two of them, two good hurling families, you know, the Malays and McNaughtons in Lochiel, like they're mad about it. And James and Keelan, I thought, gave a fantastic performance today. I thought they're tracking, you know, you might look at the points, but they're tracking runners, and their work rate for the team was good as well. And you know, their assists would be high as well, I'd feel, after the game. So delighted for the two lads. You know, they're here to enjoy themselves, play at hurling, and it's great to have a few people roaring them on there today as well.
And what will please you is the upward curve has continued from last year. You've stepped up a level, and that progress has continued.
Yeah, it is. We've come up a level. Yeah, it looks like we've come up a level, but we have to keep that going and, you know, stay building. There's only one way you want a trajectory, and that's going up. But we let it dip a bit in Dublin there a few weeks ago, and, you know, people were happy coming out of Kilkenny's bet by 7 points. We weren't particularly happy, you know. You don't want to be getting bet anywhere.
Yourself and Davey had a little set two on the sideline.
Ah, that's it. Two lads.
Happens in the heat of a game, does it?
Jeez, it does. Of course it does. Yeah. It happens all the time, you know. And then there's a big deal made of it and all that. There's nothing between it. Two of us shook hands there after match, had a bit of a laugh about it, and, you know, we move on. They're a contested ball. That's what we're there to do. We're there to fight for our teams, you know. And he does it very well. You know, I'm trying to keep up to our lads as well. But it happens to lads when you're retired. You wish you were out in the field trying to influence it, and you get excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the best of luck.
Lovely, yeah.
Best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks a million. Thanks a million. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Come on.